The Austin-based director Richard Linklater became the toast of the independent film community in 1991 with Slacker, a plotless look at young people who rebel by not doing much of anything. In his new movie, School of Rock, he teams up with the writer Mike White and the hot actor-musician Jack Black for his first big studio comedy about the rebel impulse of rock and roll. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
It's been a long time since a movie has put me in a trance state of pure happiness. But School of Rock had me and everyone around me buzzing and bopping up and down and practically pogoing out of the theater playing air guitar. I actually heard myself say, "Dude, that movie rocked." And I wonder, now that the ecstasy has dissipated just a wee bit, how a formula little heartwarmer about a screw-up teacher and some 10-year-olds could be such a mystical experience, one of the best highs I've had at the movies. I think it's the confluence of three weird but mighty forces. Writer Mike White of Chuck and Buck and The Good Girl, director Richard Linklater of Dazed and Confused and Before Sunrise, and actor Jack Black. They're all terrific craftsmen, yet they're on intimate terms with their inner child, their good inner child who wants to be loved, and their naughty inner child, who'd make a family movie with a montage accompanied by Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. Black plays Dewey Finn, a slacker who lives for hardcore rock and roll, but can't get others to share his dream. In the first scene, on stage with his band, he's carried away by the emotion of the music. He finishes a number and then leaps into the arms of the crowd, except the crowd gets the hell out of his way, and he lands on his face. After that, his band wants no part of him. His milquetoast roommate, a substitute teacher played by Mike White, threatens to evict him on orders of his bossy girlfriend, played by Sarah Silverman. That's when Dewey takes a phone call, meant for his roommate, from a posh private school called Horace Green, and for $650 a week, decides to pass himself off as a teacher. At first he tells the kids to shut up and take extra recess. Then he hears them in music class, and realizes that he's found his backup band for the upcoming Battle of the Bands competition. So he takes these 10-year-olds, and he indoctrinates them in the hardcore mindset. I mean, the hardcore mindset minus the drugs and sex and self-abuse. As he goads and exhorts them, passionately affirms their coolness, and teaches them to stick it to the man, you realize you're watching something miraculous, a joyous, uplifting, go-for-it family picture that somehow takes you back to the primal rock and roll rage.
Dude, what's up with the stiffness, man? You're looking little robotronic, okay? Let's grease up the hinges and listen. Loosey-goosey, baby. Loosey-goosey.
I'm just playing it the way you told me.
I know, and you know what? It's perfect. But the thing is, rock is about the passion, man. Where's the joy? You're the lead guitarist, and we are counting on you for some style, brother. So try this out. This is an ancient technique. It's called power stance. That's it. Power stance. You own the universe. Now give me an E chord. Just go. But let me hear. Yeah, now raise your goblet of rock. It's a toast to those who rock. Now smile and nod your head and let me see your eyeballs wide like there's something wrong. Yeah! Now, do it again. Give me that. That's what I'm talking about.
If you've heard Jack Black in interviews, you know that despite his outrageous on-screen persona, he isn't a blowhard. In real life, he's painfully tentative. And part of what's so touching about School of Rock is that it clearly comes from shy people. It's a rock and roll anthem for the timid. It's about kids and grown-ups who need to rev themselves up to transcend their own self-doubt. And rock, or dreaming about rock, is how they plug into that great cosmic oneness. The school kids who are nerdy, cool, bossy, fat, gay, have no sitcom glibness. Emotionally, they're transparent. And Black, who has his own tongue-in-cheek band, Tenacious D, is right on the line between mocker and rocker. He comes to parody, yet as he sings, he morphs into a genuine heavy metal messiah. School of Rock is totally formulaic. It features stuffy, killjoy parents and a stuck-up stick insect of a principal, even though she's played with delicious, fidgety self-consciousness by Joan Cusack. There's a Battle of the Bands climax you've seen 1,000 times. But there are rare formula pictures The bicycle movie Breaking Away was another, that seemed to be arriving at the formula from the inside, with a kind of naive hopefulness that seems as much a product of movie love as it is a desire to reach a mass audience. For all its polish, School of Rock has a let's-put-on-a-show quality that touches you in the most direct way a movie can. It's as if the filmmakers were saying, I'd like to teach the world to rock out in perfect harmony.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.